Welcome back. This is City Views. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce. Following in the footsteps of Edward Abbey and Wallace Stegner, a new generation of writers is embracing the rugged Western landscape in their writing, and they've found a local press which shares their passion. Today on the program, we introduce you to the Torrey House Press and what writing in the New West looks like. Joining me in studio is Kirsten Allen. She is managing partner and editor of Torrey House Press, based here in Salt Lake City, as well as Torrey. Kirsten, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Also with us, Erica Olson. She is a writer whose stories and essays have appeared in the High Country News, High Desert Journal, and other magazines. And a collection of her essays is titled Recapture and Other Stories. It is published by Torrey House Press, and Erica joins me as well. Erica Olson, welcome to you.
Thank you. And I'll just add that it's a collection of short fiction, not essays.
Okay, terrific. Thank you so much for that clarification. Erica Olson will be participating in a panel discussion featuring other Torrey House Press authors this Thursday night, October 4th at 7 o'clock at the King's English Bookshop, 1511 South, 15th East here in Salt Lake City. And you can join our conversation as well. How do the wild and open areas of the West speak to you? If you've got a favorite story or a passage that pays homage to the Western landscape, you can join us. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Erica, I want to start with you. Why does the Western landscape have such a starring role in your writing?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I think that the first and most obvious answer to that is that it's had such a starring role in my life. The Western landscape has really, it was originally what drew me to Utah. When I first started coming out here from California as a visitor back in the early 90s, and so some of the very first stories that I wrote that ended up in this book actually connect back to my first experiences as a hiker and camper in Southeast Utah. So originally it was that experience in this landscape that drew me out here. Eventually I ended up moving here. I live in Moab right now, and I've been doing actually archives and curation work for archaeology museums in the Four Corners. So it's kind of spiraled around to where that work ended up having a pretty good influence on the final shape of this collection of stories.
I want to give listeners just a sampling, and this is a great piece. It's titled Utah Wild Mall Rangers. Would you mind just reading that first little passage, and then we can talk about it?
Sure, I'll be happy to. Utah Canyons is America's first wild mall. Tourists come by the busload. Our motto is nature, own it. It's an interagency partnership between Utah Parks and the BLM. We've got advantages over traditional parks. You can't take a bad picture here. It's a question of angles and sight lines, temperature and relative humidity. The weather is predictable. Rainbows appear at 4 and 6 on summer afternoons. The scenic dustings of snow run November through March. Our park manager has an MBA and an undergrad degree in desert adventure.
Is that what you see visitors to the West expect? Like clockwork, they're going to see a rainbow. there will not be a bad picture taken in this scenic place.
You know, I think fortunately that is not yet what they expect, but that may be kind of a dystopian prediction of what might lie in our future. It's pretty interesting, the influence of technology. And, you know, for one thing, I think about the influence on photography and our expectations of what the West looks like. When I was listening to Will Bagley earlier on the program, I was really struck when he said that the pioneers who went West, they didn't know what it was going to look like. And I think he said that we know more about what the surface of Mars looks like than what they knew about the West. So this issue of expectations and, you know, this view, this advanced view that we can get through things like Google Earth, you know, where I can inspect my canyons before I go. When I was putting together this particular short story, I was thinking a little bit about that possibility of corporate support of parks and parks being chronically underfunded, and what might they do, you know, to provide a more reliable consumer experience, you know, and in some ways, the visitors who go to parks, you could think of them as nature consumers. So that's sort of the fictional world that I was playing with.
Mm. We're speaking with Erica Olson. She is a writer whose stories and essays have appeared in the High Country News and other magazines. A collection of her short stories is titled Recapture and Other Stories, published by the Torrey House Press. And she is part of a panel discussion on Western landscapes in contemporary writing this Thursday, October 4th at 7 at the King's English Bookshop. If you'd like to join us, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Also with us in studio, Kirsten Allen. She's a managing partner and editor of the Torrey House Press, which published Recapture, as well as the work of other authors. And Kirsten, the Torrey House Press, the mission is to promote appreciation of the Western landscape through writing. Why?
We feel, as Erica said, you know, her life is shaped, her writing is shaped by wild places because her life is shaped by wild places. And my husband, Mark Bailey, and I, we're a ma and pa operation here at Torrey House Press. We very much feel the same way. We also have a real sense that literature has the power to change hearts and minds and policies and people. We are in the 50th anniversary year of the publication of Rachel Carson's Silent Spring, which did so much to change the way we view our use of resources on this planet. The conservation movement prior to that was about abundance. We've got enough. Let's just kind of make sure that we manage what we have well. And Rachel Carson brought this idea, we have to change how we think about it. We have to change what we're doing. We may be doing harm. We are at Torrey House Press. We want to tell the stories that show the complicated human relationship between human beings and the landscape around us. And we're located here in the West, so a lot of our publications deal, you know, our books are dealing with the West, but in a way, our idea is broader. It's all human beings around the world have an interplay with the natural world, whether for good or for ill, and we really want to explore those relationships.
It's kind of an unconventional approach to saving the planet. I mean, it's the power of the pen that you're putting your trust in.
That's right. That's right. We look around and we see that. excuse me. There are so many environmental organizations doing lots of different kinds of work, science, advocacy, all kinds of things like that. And yet there are a lot of people who are not aware of the potentially transformative power of wild places. We talk about nature deficit disorder out there in the world, and we're only now becoming aware of how some of our land management policies and practices are doing harm that we hadn't anticipated.
So the influence you hope extends beyond just the words on a page. I understand that 2% of the sales of your books will be donated to nonprofit groups, environmental groups. Also, you're donating to fund scholarships for writers who explore Western themes. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. We want to encourage both those avenues. You know, support the environmental work that is being done, and in different ways support literature in the West. The scholarship is to help up-and-coming writers, college students who are interested in pursuing writing. And we as a press are really interested in finding new writers whose voices have not been heard, who've got wonderful stories to tell about the West, just like Erica's wonderful book.
I want Erica to read another passage from her collection of stories. This is from a piece called Reverse Archaeology. Maybe you can set this up for us and then read a passage. Who are the characters in this story, and why did you choose to explore the ancient artifacts that are so much a part of the Utah Southwest?
Sure. Reverse Archaeology is a story. The title is borrowed from an actual term that has been used somewhat recently in archaeology and museum curation, and it refers to the practice of, to backtrack just a little bit, back in the 1880s, 1890s, when the first kind of cowboy archaeologists like the Wetherills were investigating Mesa Verde. A lot of those early expeditions took out artifacts and shipped them to museums not in our area. You know, they went to Chicago or New York, and back then they didn't document artifacts in the way that they do now. So there was a project back in the early 90s, I believe, to retrace some of those artifacts and try and figure out from the notes and photos that they did take, where did those artifacts come from? Because in archaeology and museum curation, the provenance is very important. Without that context, all you have is a thing. You don't have the story. So in my story, Reverse Archaeology, the premise is that there's a couple who has found an artifact, and they are not archaeologists. So this is near the opening of the story. 4 years ago, we found an artifact over there, a perfect Anasazi bowl. I've got it with me in a box, wrapped and cushioned. It sat for 8 centuries on a shelf of rock behind a juniper. Now that we're here, I'm coming down hard. It was Paul's idea to take this trip, mine to return the bowl. Paul's busy setting up camp, threading shock-corded poles through tent loops. He's 100% focused. I can hear him breathing. It's like watching a wild animal.
That's Erica Olson reading from her collection of short stories titled Recapture and Other Stories, published by Torrey House Press. We've only got about a minute left. Kirsten Allen, do you see a renewed interest in writing in which the landscape is featured so prominently?
We do. There is a long tradition of writers about the West, Wallace Stegner, Edward Abbey, but we are finding more and more voices that are interested in telling lots of different kinds of stories about the West, people whose land has been impacted by policies, people who are kind of urban pilgrims who have come into these wild places and found new ways to think about themselves. And we are definitely seeing a lot of writers with beautiful, beautiful skills and beautiful ideas to tell us more about this wonderful place where we live.
Well, it sounds like they'll keep you in business for a while. Kirsten Allen, she's managing partner and editor of Torrey House Press, based in Salt Lake City and in Torrey, Utah. Kirsten, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Jennifer.
And Erica Olson, the author of the new collection of stories, Recapture and Other Stories, published by Torrey House Press. And Erica, thanks to you.
Thank you.
Erica Olson and other Torrey House Press authors will participate in a panel discussion this Thursday, October 4th at 7 o'clock at the King's English Bookshop in Salt Lake City. The discussion will focus on the central role of Western landscapes in writing and in their lives. It's part of the Utah Humanities Book Festival. City Views is a production of KCPW in Salt Lake City. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Coming up tomorrow, one man's incredible story of escaping from North Korea. Hope you'll join us for that tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.